all, I want to congratulate everybody who came here today, but also to say that this is just the start of it. For as long as those men are inside, it is our responsibility to come here day after day, in greater numbers than today, to support those men and support their cause. This is not the end of the campaign, it can only be seen as the start of a campaign until those men are allowed to stay here and McDowell backs down. Now, as the last speaker said, it is the measure of any society, how it treats the most marginalised, the most despised and the most oppressed. And it shouldn't come as any surprise to any of us how this government and how the mass media has treated the 41 refugees inside. The hysteria in the media has been exceptional. The lies that have been printed about them have been extraordinary. And yet the complete contempt of McDowell is shown for basic human conditions. Again, it will surprise even the most hardened campaigners against this government. It is ironic that less than 2 months ago, Ahern, Harney and McDowell could stand outside a GPO to honour the men of 1916 who gave birth to this republic. It is ironic, to say the least, that less than 2 months later, they show themselves, the inheritors of the Irish Republic, show themselves to be quite prepared to send people back to a country occupied by the same British Empire. Let's be under no illusions. Afghanistan is an occupied country. These men are fleeing persecution and war. If you stand, if you call yourself an Irish Republic, an Irish Republican, or the descendant of an Irish Republican government, how can you stand over the deportation of men to a country that is daily and nightly bombed by both the British Empire and the American Empire? How can you sanction the deportation of people to a country that is ravaged by over 100 years of imperialism? It defies all logic, and yet should come as no surprise to us.
Exactly.
I have a couple of words for our friends in the Church of Ireland. Now, while other speakers have said that they welcome the recent statement from the Archbishop, I would say one thing. I don't profess to be a Christian, but nevertheless, I do think that those who do profess to be a Christian have a special onus here. And I would ask our friends in the Church of Ireland to stop calling on the refugees to give up their protest and start calling on McDowell to let them stay.
Yes.
That is where anybody who claims to be a follower of the humble carpenter should be. They should be on the side of the most marginalised and the most oppressed inside there, and not seeking the guards' help to try and get them out of there. Final few words I want to say to my fellow trade unionists and indeed to workers in Dublin, and it is this. You have to ask yourself, and I know that there are many trade unionists and perhaps many in the trade union movement who have fallen for the lies of McDowell, the lies of the media about this issue. And I would ask yourself to ask a very simple question, and the question is this. If you were on the same side in any argument with McDowell and Harney and Ahern, there is something seriously wrong with the way you're thinking. It is good. It should be for every trade unionist, for every decent trade unionist in this country and city, a good rule of thumb that if you're on the same side of an argument with McDowell, there's something seriously wrong. Get on the other side here and start seeing what the real argument is here. Because if McDowell and Harney win this, all workers throughout the city and country lose. And we had better realise that soon. Now finally, I just want to say that there are people in the local community, the people here today, who are protesting against the asylum seekers. Now, I think it's important, I know Joe Higgins has said, I just want to echo it. You will not, and there are very genuine grievances of local communities here, but you will not advance the cause of ordinary people in this community one iota by siding with McDowell and the racists in this government. You will not get one house built for your kids by siding with McDowell. You will not get one hospital built for the elderly in this area by siding with Harney. Do you want to be on the same side as a party that wants to take houses off elderly people to pay for privatised healthcare? Do you want to be the same side as a man who believes inequality is good in society? I would appeal to you to think again. If you want to get decent houses, decent jobs and proper trade union rights, then you should be on this side of the argument, on this side of the line. There's an old trade union song many years ago, and it went, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? I would ask now that you join the proper side and you fight against the oppression and the injustice that all of us are feeling, and you come over and support the refugees and let them stay. Yeah.